And as the weather starts to warm up on the EP, that means that the Line and Label has reopened. And joining us is the brand new executive chef at the Line and Label, Mark Jensen. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What inspired you to move to Port Lincoln? Because you got quite the background internationally.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get down to some southern states and some cooler temperatures. And the seafood bounty is very attractive for chefs.
So when it comes to that seafood bounty, what about the seafood in particular appeals? Because I know that you've got quite an attachment to Asian flavours as well.
Yes, yes. Port Lincoln, like the bluefin tuna down here, is fantastic. Kingfish is highly regarded. We have a daily changing market fish that we use, the ocean jacket snout, the Spencer Gulf prawns, just on and on. Want to start playing around with some octopus that we've got on our grazing menu, and mussels are fantastic as well. It's just a whole package of everything excellent.
Speaking this morning with Mark Jensen, the new executive chef at the Line and Label. And Mark, when it comes to that overseas experience, how much of that overseas experience, or what elements of that overseas experience, do you think you can bring to Port Lincoln and use with the seafood?
Well, typically, yeah, when I was working over in London and Paris, that was all very French food. It was good for technique training, but the respect for the ingredient is what I probably took out of it most.
What do you mean by that? Allowing the seafood itself to come through, or maybe just making sure that it's paired correctly?
Both, actually. Yeah, paired correctly, but just the respect for the ingredient, treating it right, letting it speak for itself, not fluffing around with the main product too much, but complementing it with the sauces and the garnishes and the cooking technique.
And when it does come to the new Line and Label menu, the Asian influence, is that something we're going to see a lot of, or do you think there's going to be more European aspects to it?
We go with the Asian influence. It's where Australia has been going for the last decade. It's our closest sort of culinary influences in nationwide. It's a more modern dining style. It's a lot fresher, a lot cleaner, a lot healthier. And it's something I've become accustomed to in the last, I'd say, 6 years of my career. Having worked in Queensland, where it is heavily Asian influenced, that's becoming the trend Australia-wide.
And how have you found the move to Port Lincoln so far? How's the lifestyle treating you?
I love it. I really love it. Everyone was warning me about the cold weather, but you know, it's a little bit crispy, but it wakes me up a bit quicker. But you know, I'm sort of sick of the heat of Queensland, and I've always enjoyed the cold more. I know the cold weather and the cold water makes for better fish quality. It makes them less active, so you get a better color in your tuna. But yeah, no, just the long drives and the drive to nowhere and find something, I really enjoy that.
I think you and I are going to get along very well with the love of the cold weather, just quietly. Mark Jensen, the executive chef at the Line and Label, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.